All right, Enzo Lopes interviewed you last year as well. You did a really great job at Matterly. Today, first moto, man, was pretty impressive coming from the back, and I thought you rode all right. Take us through it.
Yeah, it was good. First moto crashed off the start. Actually, me and my teammate, which is not ideal, came from last to 14th. Yeah, 9th in my class, which was nice. And just, I'm struggling really bad with my suspension setup today.
That's what you said last year.
Well, last year was a stock, and this time we had a KYB, but it's just, the bike won't like sit still. It's just moving so much, which is not comfortable. Track was really gnarly now. And yeah, second moto, actually okay start, didn't crash. And then, yeah, for some reason, my clutch was gone with a few turns. And then it was just survival, to be honest. But we got Brazil's best result, which is 12, so I'm happy about that, obviously. But not too stoked on my riding. I feel like last year was a bit better, and yeah, conditions were really tough today. I feel like in Matterly, track was suited my style a little bit better, you know how it was.
Everyone hated it last year, except for you, maybe.
I mean, I hated it, but it was a bit better for my style, but it's okay, you know. It's been a good year so far, and yeah, we got World Supercross now, so I'm looking forward to jumping back on the 250.
When's the last time you rode Ironman?
2019.
Yeah. So what did you think about, like, so it's kind of like, in talking to American riders, it's kind of gone downhill a little bit from when, around that 2019, everyone loved it. And they kind of don't love it as much. What do you think?
I mean, like my trainer says, you don't have to like it. You just have to ride it, you know? Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I really like the part where you go in the trees. Obviously, with the shadows, it's kind of hard to see and the bumps. So it gets kind of gnarly. But I missed the big jump. How do you call it? Godzilla?
Yeah, Godzilla.
Yeah, I missed that jump. And especially the table coming back, which you would land. But for me, it's all right, you know? I like it.
Yeah, you're old hat at these nations at all, but do you still, like, is this cool for you? Is this a cool moment? Do you ever take the moment to stop and sort of soak it in? And like you said, best ever for Brazil. Do you think about that at all? Like, are you like, this is fucking cool, I'm riding for my country?
Yeah, of course. Like, after first moto, we were sitting 10th, which is awesome. Like, I really want to get in the top 10, you know, and like Brazil the last, let's say, 10 years, we were a team that would be happy just to qualify, you know. And I want to kind of switch up our minds, you know, like, because everyone's super happy yesterday. I'm like, I mean, this should be normal because you got good riders, you know. But obviously, we know it is hard, you know, like Canada got good riders. And, one mistake and it's done.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's over. But, I feel like we have what it takes to crack in the top 10. But, yeah, for me, like you said, it's an honor to be representing my country, my second home, which is America. I love it, and looking forward to next year in France too, so hopefully we get to crack that top 10. That would be amazing for us.
You mentioned this earlier, WSX back at club, I hear.
You see, time goes by quick, dude, but yeah, back at club, I'm actually flying in tomorrow.
Yep.
Bummer Phil is not there, you know, I miss Uncle Phil. He was giving me a few tips.
Just go stay at his house.
He didn't let me because I'm bringing a few friends, and he said, you can stay, not with your friends. I'm not having all the Brazilian crew right there.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, I'm going to club.
Just break in. He's in Australia.
I know. 46. I'm not going to – 4600. I know his address, you know. But, I'm looking forward. I go to club tomorrow, probably ride Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Then I go back home to Brazil, which is nice now because the first race is in Argentina, which is very close to where I live. So a lot of fans there too. So really looking forward to that too.
Cool. Well, hey, Grant, good job today. Good luck in the World Supercross, and I'm sure we'll see you around. Thanks, man.
No, thank you, Steve, for always taking the time and coming to interview me. It's always pretty cool. It's an honor also to be here.